Jeremiah chapter 52. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 11 years. And the name of his mother was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah, from Libnah. And he did what was wrong in the sight of the Lord, like everything that Jehoiakim did. For it was on account of the wrath of the Lord that this happened in Jerusalem and Judah, until he had banished them from his presence. Now Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. And it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, on the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, he himself and all his army, came against Jerusalem, and they encamped against it, and they built a wall of circumvallation around it. And the city came under siege until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. In the fourth month, on the ninth day of the month, the famine in the city became severe, and there was no bread for the people of the land. And the city was breached, and all the warriors fled, and departed from the city at night, through the gate between the two walls which were alongside the king's garden, while the Chaldeans were alongside the city around it. And the warriors went by the road through the arid tract. Then the Chaldean army pursued the king, and they caught up with Zedekiah in the arid tracts of Jericho, and all his army dispersed themselves away from him. And they caught the king, and they brought him up to the king of Babylon in Riblah, in the land of Hamath, and sentence was passed on him. And the king of Babylon slaughtered Zedekiah's sons in his sight, and he also slaughtered all the officials of Judah in Riblah. He also blinded Zedekiah's eyes, and he bound him in fetters, and the king of Babylon brought him to Babylon, and he kept him in prison until the day of his death. And in the fifth month, on the tenth day of the month, that is the 19th year of King Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan the chief guard came, who stood before the king of Babylon in Jerusalem. And he burnt the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, and he burnt every high-ranking person's house with fire. And the whole army of the Chaldeans, who were under the chief guard, demolished all the walls of Jerusalem surrounding it. And Nebuzaradan, the chief guard, deported some of the poor among the people, and the rest of the people who remained in the city, and the defectors who had defected to the king of Babylon, and the rest of the population. But Nebuzaradan the chief guard left some of the poor of the land to be vine growers and ploughmen. And the Chaldeans broke up the copper columns of the house of the Lord, and the plinths, and the copper artificial sea which was in the house of the Lord, and they carried all the copper taken from them to Babylon. And they took the pans and the shovels, and the snuffers and the sprinkling basins, and the ladles, and all the copper equipment with which they served. And the chief guard took the dishes, and the firepans, and the sprinkling basins, and the pans, and the lampstands, and the ladles, and the vials, which were of solid gold, and which were of solid silver. As for the two columns, the one artificial sea, and the 12 copper oxen which were beneath its bottom, which King Solomon had made for the house of the Lord, the copper of all this equipment was of inestimable weight. And regarding the columns, 18 cubits was the height of each column, and a cord of 12 cubits went round it, and its thickness was 4 fingers, and it was hollow. And the capital on it was of copper, and the height of the first capital was 5 cubits, and the trellis and the pomegranates on the capital around it were all of copper, and the second column had the same features and pomegranates. And the pomegranates were 96 in number on the exposed sides. The total number of pomegranates on the trellis was 100 around it. And the chief guard took Seraiah, the head priest, and Zephaniah, the second most senior priest, and the 3 doorkeepers, and from the city he took 1 eunuch who was in charge of the warriors, and 7 men from those who attended to the king, who were present in the city, and the scribe who was a commander of the army, who mobilized the people of the land, and 60 men from the people of the land who were present inside the city. And Nebuzaradan, the chief guard, took them and led them to the king of Babylon in Riblah. Then the king of Babylon struck them down and killed them in Riblah in the land of Hamath, and Judah was deported from its land. This is the number of people whom Nebuchadrezzar deported. In the 7th year, 3,023 Jews. In the 18th year of Nebuchadrezzar, 832 people from Jerusalem. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadrezzar, Nebuzaradan, the chief guard, deported 745 Jewish persons, and the total number of people was 4,600. And it came to pass in the 37th year of the deportation of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, in the 12th month, on the 25th day of the month, that Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, in the year when he started to reign, gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, his liberty, and he brought him out of the prison. And he spoke welcome words to him, and he appointed his throne above the thrones of the kings who were with him in Babylon. And he changed his prison clothes, and he ate food regularly in his presence all the days of his life. And as for his meals, a regular meal was given to him by the king of Babylon as a day-to-day matter until the day of his death, all the days of his life.